Chrome Yellow, written by Aldous Huxley, narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Ark.
Icon Audio Arts.
A whole new world of classical literature celebrating the art of writing. There is a very special category reserved for what we generally agree to be stories and tomes which are a significant cut above, which elegantly describe the human condition, winding their way, word by word, chapter by chapter, through a delicate web of beautiful storytelling, as to remain untouched by even time. These are, by definition, the classics. When the synergy of truth, intelligence, and insightful description come together in a tale which moves one emotionally, inspires, and educates, these works are indeed classic, to be so in tune with one's literary powers as to create, often from imagination, a story full of emotion, tender at heart, overflowing with some illumined truth from deep inside, so that it can be universally recognized and relived by the eyewitness. That, too, is a classic. Together, we go far beyond the recommended reading list of the studious English language major to bring you what is the elemental soul of the art of the written word, so that you may, in your own way and time, enter into the story laid out before you, to be forever changed and just that much more enlightened. That, then, is the true power of classical literature, and our humble attempt at its presentation herein as an audiobook to remember. Welcome.
Aldous Huxley was born on July 26, 1894. He was an English writer and philosopher who wrote nearly 50 books, both novels and non-fiction works, as well as countless wide-ranging essays, narratives, and poems. Born into a prominent family, Huxley graduated from Oxford with an undergraduate degree in English literature. Early in his career, he published several short stories and poetry, as well as editing the literary magazine Oxford Poetry, before going on to publish travel writing, satire, and screenplays. Huxley spent the latter part of his life in the United States, living in Los Angeles from 1937 until his death on November 22, 1963. By the end of his life, Huxley was widely acknowledged as one of the foremost intellectuals of his time. He was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Literature 9 times and was elected Companion of Literature by the Royal Society of Literature in 1962. He was, too, an early advocate and experimenter in the realm of psychedelic science.
Chrome Yellow by Aldous Huxley. Chapter 1. Along this particular stretch of line, no express had ever passed. All the trains, the few that there were, stopped at all the stations. Dennis knew the names of those stations by heart. Bowl, Tritton, Spavin Delawar, Nipswich for Timpany, West Bowlby, and, finally, Camlet on the Water. Camlet was where he always got out, leaving the train to creep indolently onward, goodness only knew whither, into the green heart of England. They were snorting out of West Bowlby now. It was the next station, thank heaven. Dennis took his chattels off the rack and piled them neatly in the corner opposite his own. A futile proceeding, but one must have something to do. When he had finished, he sank back into his seat and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?